Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It is Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Get ready to go with Samsung as they've announced new Snapdragon Power Galaxy Book. Yes, as you guessed it, more Windows and ARM laptops are about to hit the market from Samsung. This will be the Galaxy Book Go and the Galaxy Book Go 5G, both using those Snapdragon chips from Qualcomm. Now, as you probably guessed, the Galaxy Book Go, it's an entry-level model that starts at about $349, though it does have the updated Snapdragon 7C Generation 2 processor. You'll get 4 GB or 8 GB of RAM. Of course, that's going to cost you a little bit more, and 64 or 128 gigabytes of storage. The display will be 1080p LCD at 14 inches, and by the sounds of it, won't be too heavy either to carry around at 1.38 kilograms. Now, as far as the Galaxy Book Go 5G, well, it kind of gives its own name away, doesn't it? It will have 5G connectivity, and will include the Snapdragon 8cx Generation 2 processor, 2 USB-C ports, and 1 USB-A port, plus a 720p webcam as well. Unfortunately, no price on this one yet, or even release information. The regular Galaxy Book Go, however, though, will go on sale starting June 10th. Well, it's Friday. That means we've got rumors for you, and usually rumors point to Apple, and usually those point to iPhones. Well, here you go. This one, of course, the iPhone 13 Pro Max will be getting a little bit better battery life. Well, we think, at least judging by the size of the thing. Currently, the iPhone 12 Pro Max's battery is 3687 milliamp hours, but all accounts are pointing to the next iPhone Pro Max will feature a 4352 milliamp hour battery. In fact, if the rumors stay true, all new iPhones should be getting a battery bump. Just how much of an upgrade remains to be seen, of course. We all know the A15 chip expected in the iPhone 13 will supposedly be more efficient. Isn't that usually the case from next generation to next generation to next generation? Yeah. So the processing of that may be even more efficient, giving you even better battery life with the bigger battery. Again, though, this is all speculation and rumors. The larger battery could also have a lot to do with the rumored 120 Hz display as well. It might be needed there to help out and accommodate the new ProMotion graphics. And finally, get ready to see full screen ads on Twitter fleets. Yeah, we knew this was coming, even though Twitter says, we don't want to always be about ads, but here's some more ads. In fact, here's big ad. Now, this ad marks the first time Twitter has experimented with different types of full screen vertical ads, pretty much like you see in Instagram or even Snapchat. Of course, Twitter says the ads are a way for brands to share their type of content that users are likely to be using, and fleet ads are just the right amount of space for those brands to be creative. I could read this on and on, but really it just goes blah, 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 PR, you know, that kind of stuff. You want to see it for yourself, go check out the Twitter blog. As we were saying, it's no surprise that they've done this. This comes at a time when Twitter has introduced new ways to monetize its platform, and they're also probably trying to annoy you with extra ads right now, since the rumor of that $3 a month for premium subscription with no ads could be just right around the corner. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, it's still located over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. Of course, the Mac show is there as well, the Big Show and the Photo Show too. Find us on Facebook. Give us a little like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun, and it's simple to do. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday, have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.